Hello everyone, this is Joe G here. Thank you for tuning in the first annual weekly podcast, episode one. The podcast will entail weekly highlights of happening events, news around the City of Angels. And let's go ahead and dive right in with this week's headlines. Headline number one is Travel and Leisure reported that traveling around LAX is about to get much easier. Los Angeles World Airports announced this week that LAX will soon have an elevated people mover, allowing for easy transfers between terminals and to the metro. It's part of an effort to make the city more accessible for visitors. The trains are capable of traveling up to 47 miles per hour on completely electric power and will move along an elevated track of 2.25 miles, allowing up to 200 passengers and their luggage to fit on each train. LAX does believe that the mover will be able to offset the carbon equivalent of around 12 million vehicle miles around the airport. Moving into headline number two, Eater reports Malibu officially bans restaurant use of plastic straws and utensils. Looks like they are some 65 restaurants will have until June 1st to figure out how to comply with this. Saying this is not the first time Malibu has been out in front of the trash issue, as they were well ahead of LA in banning plastic bags, and the city's council to push the legislation has continued to play out. Headline number three, Snapchat is leaving Venice. This is an announcement that many locals are cheering for. As reported, 14 locations will be up for a sublease, and remaining of those locations, employees will be going to the corporate headquarters in Santa Monica near the airport. This is a big victory, as I mentioned, for the people of Venice, as some of the watchdog groups, including Venice Dogs and the Alliance of Preservation for Venice, have cited headaches with Venice security guards around town and the rising rents. Financial filings last week showed that Spiegel did not want to comment. Lastly, headline number four is a great event that will be coming up. Saved by the Bell pop-up is coming to LA. The popular 90s show is having a pop-up restaurant in Los Angeles, and tickets opening on May 1st. AC Slater, Principal Belding, and Preppy Screech, the whole nine. How cool is that be? So thank you all for tuning in to episode one. I hope you enjoy this, and I look forward to coming to you on a weekly basis. Thanks again.